This is Casey Kasem. You're listening to my favorite podcast, Mouse and Weens, on America's Top 40.
Mouse and Weens. Hello, everybody.
Hi, it's us. Guess what? We're together.
We are. We're in LA in Julian's bedroom under a blanket. No, don't think it's like that. It is a very tent-like situation.
Yeah, we're having fun. It looks like we've taken my 1970s lamp, which is a tall floor-standing lamp, and we put a blanket over the top, so it really does look like a teepee.
Yes.
And we're under it.
And I came up to visit to get a little break from my sweet children and visit Weens. And we've been doing podcast stuff all day. And we're here. Yay.
Yes.
So what do we want to talk about today? We have so much catching up to do. We did our interviews with Allison Arngrim. That was fun. We did some other fun interviews. And now we're going to kind of get back into just chatting, I think, right?
Yeah, we're just going to talk. That's it. And I said, let's just talk. You don't even have to worry about a subject.
Oh, that's right.
Therefore, now you didn't say the part about you're the mom one in San Diego.
Oh, right, right.
Mouse is the mom one in San Diego. I am the single one in LA.
That's
done.
Right.
I'm that's the us. Weens.
I'm
and
the mouse.
Let's move on. We're going to do a rapid fire session. I'm staring at your knee because I can't cock my head to the left because we're right next to each other. So I'm speaking, I'm addressing your kneecap.
Yeah, can you see the glint of light off of the stubble, which I haven't gotten to in a couple days? It's really, feel it.
No, but I did a weird thing. No, but let's talk about me. I did a weird thing. No, but you just reminded me that I've tweezed out all of my leg hair.
I've seen you do this before.
It's a weird perversion and it feels like satisfying to get, it's like popping a zit. Sorry, guys. It's only during PMS, and it's also when I feel like getting very gritty. Sometimes in PMS, I don't want to talk to anyone, especially men, and I'll want to watch like intervention or gritty reality TV. So I watch a show called 60 Days about people who go into the jails. Regular average people go into a jail situation for
like
60 days.
Undercover boss or something.
That. And then I pulled out all my leg hair because then it was like double interesting things to do.
What?
Anyway.
Is it like, do you like to inflict the pain? Is it a painful?
No, it's a pleasurable.
Really?
Gives you a little, I heard it actually releases dopamine.
What?
Says.
Fact check.
Regarding dopamine, there's an article from someone who works at the Permaculture College of Australia, but it cites a bunch of studies, one of them being from the journal Neuroscience, and it talks about how gardening makes you happy and it cures depression. So of course I love this article because I like gardening. Serotonin increases your immune system, it makes you happy, it's known as the happy neurotransmitter, sends signals to the prefrontal cortex, which works in mood regulation. So that makes sense. And then dopamine is where you get your high, right? There's something called the harvest high. So researchers hypothesize that this response evolved over nearly 200,000 years of hunters and gatherers, that every time they collected food, their brain would be flushed with dopamine, and it's released in the reward center of the brain. So it gives you a feeling of bliss and mild euphoria. And they found that the dopamine release can be triggered by seeing ripe fruit or berries being plucked, by the smell, by the action of plucking. And they've made the correlation that plucking hair is kind of the same thing. So dopamine gives you that little rush when you pluck a hair. You feel like you're plucking a caveman berry.
I'll get it any way I can.
Really?
No, I think it might, though. Popping zits does.
Doses, really?
It actually does an endorphin thing to your brain where you go, woo.
Wild.
Isn't that strange?
I mean, we can probably all relate in a certain sense. So,
everyone does weird things. You put your finger in your belly button, you smell it.
Ugh.
You pull things out of your armpits. People like their own scents. They put their hands down their pants. They sniff. They're weird.
It's weird. And right. I know. When I do my toenails, sometimes I think it's like a weird animal instinct to just check for infection. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Ali Wong in her Cobra video. You know who I'm talking about? The comedian. Yeah. I think she did a whole thing of you want to check your smells.
Okay.
I'm sorry. This is so gross.
Yeah. Ew. I know. Yeah. Let's move on. So plucking your knees, you've never been into like cutting or anything. You don't like pain that
no,
way.
No, no, no. No, it's not weird. I think there might be one person out there who does this too. Do you think?
Well, no, there are. But
it's a grooming thing.
It is, but there's also, isn't there that anxiety thing? It's like pull your
Do
hairs out.
Do I have
out.
Another thing?
No, but like people pull out their eyebrow hairs and...
Check. Trichotillomania is a hair pulling disorder, and it's a type of impulse control disorder, the urge to pull hair, usually from the scalp, the eyelashes, and the eyebrows. So I don't think this is what Weens has, but it happens when you're feeling stressed or tense and you get relief after pulling it. It goes often along with different disorders like nail biting, which is called onychophagia, or skin picking disorder as well. Its cause is extreme stress can bring it on, and it's thought to be from just changes in the brain pathways. Usually starts in your early teens, it's usually genetic, and it usually goes along with anxiety, depression, and OCD. It also can cause people to eat their hair and get hair balls, which the official word for those is trichobezoars.
Charlize Theron just did it in a film.
Oh, see.
That I can't remember the name of. I was just going to sound smart. I mean, not like it would have been that smart just to say I watched a movie. Except I can't remember the title. Called Girl. I'm a girl, working girl. Oh. Anyway. Yeah, I know. That one.
The one where she was in the coal mines and...
Nope.
The soap.
Nope.
Nope.
Boop. The name of the movie is Young Adult.
Boop. Nope, anyway, good story. Anyway. Moving on.
This is great.
I'm really glad we didn't plan for anything.
I know.
So you went up to the Pismo Beach area. Do you want to discuss that?
It was fun. Yeah, we did a quick camping trip. Dave got us this campsite at this KOA in Santa Margarita. So it's outside of San Luis Obispo, Pismo Beach.
I feel
Morro
like your mouth
Bay.
Isn't directed towards the microphone. Because there's a hot spot right
okay,
there.
Okay, well, I'm holding up the 70s lamp. I'm going to let it go. Okay, I'm going to let it go. It's going to lean on you now.
I got
Are
it.
You okay?
You All have right. to be in my armpit, though. This is your worst place in the world.
Do you pluck that, too?
I plucked it. I told you to look at it. You wouldn't look at it.
Do you pluck
she
the tweak?
Hates. Do you pluck No, I do not. No.
Yes, you do.
You're staring at me.
Her face says yes.
No, I do. Okay, I plucked a couple on the sides. Just in the full, no, not where you get in there, but okay. Just like a couple on the left and the right. The ones that hang down like close to your mid-thigh, those ones.
They hang to your mid-thigh?
Not like that.
What?
You know, the ones that straggle on.
I know,
The guys that didn't make it on the bus. The ones that didn't get in time.
Did you say stragglers?
I don't know. It's so hot in here. It's 95. It's like, nine at night right now. It's 95 and we're under a hot ass blanket with no air. I smell everything you ate today. Your risotto mushroom. It's disgusting. I have one little peephole that I'm letting air in.
This is good. No, it's like a sauna and maybe my hairs will pluck out easier from my kneecaps.
Oh, are you going
to
do it?
Would you like to do mine? Do you like doing other people's plucking?
No, it's disgusting.
No. It's only self.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
But you can borrow my tweezers. This is good times, guys. Anyone else do any plucking? Could anyone respond? I don't want to be the only one. Now that I said that, you looked at me so strange.
No, Lee. I just love the bikini line concept. No, I get it. Yeah, when you have this situation. I had to deal with my situation. I hadn't been in a bathing suit in quite a while. But yeah, we did get into them going to the pool.
Did you hire a topiary guy to come over? A little
giraffe
elephant.
Shape. Yeah, I know. Why'd we all go long? You went with elephant, I went with giraffe.
Yeah, right.
Nice long. That would be confusing if you saw
just a big old hairy topiary. One dreadlock like trunk. It doesn't make any sense.
Good stuff.
Yeah, so Pismo Beach was nice.
It was good. It was fun. We brought the dog. The dog was a nut. We took him to the lake. You came for the first couple days, so you got to see the nutty lake dog.
Yeah, but you guys, you were torturing it with those ducks.
But it was so funny.
It wasn't funny for that long. They were putting him on the boat and saying, go get that duck. And the golden retriever, so he was very excited. He was trying to jump out.
Time in his life.
He's ever seen ducks?
He's ever seen ducks. Aww. And realized the meaning of life. I think he realized.
But you didn't let him jump in and chase a duck.
Well, he wasn't allowed to. It's a drinking water lake. They couldn't have any.
I know, but it was torture. It was like an hour of him going,
I know. I'll post the video because he did. He made this weird noise and it was something like this.
Yeah.
It was like so this Ewok-y. Strange. Yeah, he loved the ducks.
But he got to go in the water at the ocean, right? So that was nice.
Yeah, we went.
Did you enjoy the trip?
It was great. It was fun. It was a teeny little cabin.
Little House in the Prairie style. It was 20 minutes in from Pismo Beach in Santa Margarita. It was hot. I went up there for a day, so it was
It was super hot, but very fun and took us back to our roots, I thought. I felt like I was back in the hills where we grew up. So
in the old ranch house.
Yeah. And I made a big point of it to the kids. I really was like, this is what it was like. This is what I did when I was a kid. I ran in these hills. I climbed these oak trees. I climb the fence and pet the horse and ride the horse, the neighbor horse I wasn't allowed to ride. Charlotte wanted to get on those horses so badly.
Can't tell that story.
Yeah, but we don't want to do that, so.
We're sponsored by the Homeschool Buyers Co-op. Keeping my kids busy and on track with school has been overwhelming. There are a million choices online. That's why I'm so excited to find the Homeschool Buyers Co-op. They've done the work for me, researching and listing the best curriculum organized by grade level. And because of their large buying power, I get up to 90% off retail prices. They even have classifieds for used materials. So visit homeschoolbuyerscoop.org and use referral code WEENS to sign up for free and get 5,000 smart points towards your purchase. That's homeschoolbuyersco-op.org, referral code WEENS. Have fun.
Yeah, it was great. It was fun. It was.
Did they connect with nature? Because you didn't let them use their phones.
Didn't let them bring their phones. It was.
And it was 4 days, right?
Yep. And there
Sunday
were no,
to Wednesday.
No TVs, no screens, period. So we brought games and books and puzzles and cards. It was fun.
And they did fine.
They did fine. And it
once
was
you
great.
Take it away and they know they don't have it there.
Yeah. They played. It was like old days, just like talking, goofing around, listening to music in the car. Looking out the window. It was great. Yeah. So I highly recommend it to anyone going on a road trip. Just like leave the phones at home. It's so nice. We need that more.
Yeah. How'd you do with your phone?
Well,
yeah.
I gave myself some time in the morning and time at night when it wasn't family time. Like as I was waking up and as I was going to bed, those were my times. Plus I had to take pictures. I had to document the trip. Yes. So I was pretty good about it. But yeah.
How many hours do you do screen time a day?
I don't want to know. Too many. Okay. It's all the social media. Hey, informal poll. Who out there actually goes to our social media?
Nobody.
I would like to know. Well, Facebook is real quiet for us.
Nobody does Facebook anymore.
I'm almost thinking of consolidating to all one platform, just like all Instagram. And maybe even...
People are banning Facebook because of Zuckerberg supporting all the shitty news and everything.
No, hear this.
The
TikTok thing, right? Did you hear about this?
It's run by the Chinese.
Right. So we don't like that because they're getting all of our data. I understand that. But...
You made me sign up for that. That's why I'm not going to listen to you
anymore.
We
have a TikTok thing. Well, we can get rid of it. It was just two videos. They're pretty funny. Go find us on TikTok, everyone. So we have TikTok here. Everybody's on it, loving it. And then Instagram, owned by Facebook, right, came out with Reels, which is an exact duplicate of TikTok. And they wanted to launch it. This is all conspiracy theory, but they had to compete with the real TikTok. So apparently, and then Trump kept getting dinged for posting fake news on Facebook. So he took Zuckerberg out to dinner and made a deal. This is what I'm hearing. He said, Zuckerberg, stop dinging me. Let me post my fake news ads on Facebook and I will make TikTok go away so that you can launch Reels and you can take that whole market.
So what's happening?
So they did. Well, I don't know.
Are they spreading a TikTok rumor that it's bad?
I think now Microsoft has to buy TikTok, and if the deal doesn't go through, then TikTok is banned. They launched Reels, and
why
all of a sudden
Microsoft have to buy them?
Because a U.S. company has to own TikTok, and it's going to be his big campaign that I'm helping out American companies. But and so now Trump is allowed to post Facebook stuff. Like, they've lightened.
This is why I know when he's going on Facebook. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of people on Facebook, but maybe
there
not
are,
the our newer.
We do have some friends on there that comment and stuff. But
thank you guys, by the way. It's always the sweet people.
I know.
I mean, not that the other people true. Aren't sweet. I don't know who you are. Why don't you show yourself on Facebook? It's Trump.
But you need to maybe get involved a little bit more now that we're doing more social media.
Why are you doing this? I told you. I hate social media.
I know. But it's kind of, well, what about dating and social media?
Oh, this is her segue. She's been trying to get me to talk about this now.
Can we? Please. It's so interesting.
I had a couple friends who were on Hinge, and they said, sign up for Hinge. You should do it. So I said, okay. And I signed up for it just to check it out.
Yes. How many months has it been? One,
two
months.
I don't do anything. I barely look at it, but sometimes a heart will come through where you look at it.
Yeah. How does Hinge work, and why Hinge, first of all?
I don't know, because the two friends were like, oh, yeah, I should know.
Okay.
I don't know anything about it except that it's ridiculous because I think it is, but that's just me. They like it, and they actually go on dates. But
Where are you on the whole thing? You just got goaded into it, or were you excited about it? Is there any excitement?
No, I just did because it was like, you can't just sit around forever and you know, I'm okay doing the stuff that I'm doing right now, maybe.
Well, you also told me recently, I don't want anyone telling me what to do.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And that's a hard one because that happens in relationships. It's going to be two people, two opinions. And if that bugs you, yeah. And
well, they can tell me something, but I'm not going to do it.
I know. So. You, like, turn around and walk out or whatever.
I'm just kidding. No, I could negotiate for a small fee. No, I just am doing my own stuff, and I don't know if I want to get derailed at the moment.
Yeah. Well, all right. So go back. So Hinge, so how does it work? Is this the swipe left, swipe right situation?
You know how it works, or you're asking me.
I forget.
So
well,
it.
I do want to recall.
You put some pictures up, and then other people put pictures up, and it's dumb because you. I'm very negative these days, by the way. I think the COVID has brought out all of my underlying.
All right, let's look at your
issues.
Profile. All right, she opened an app,
and you have just people that you.
There's an H at the bottom. This is your homepage, I'm assuming?
I have no
this
idea.
This is where you search
Okay, here's your home. Okay. So you put your photos
that's
there.
That's a pretty picture. It's a picture of Julianne looking kind of over her shoulder. The sun is behind her. She's in a blue dress. It's very pretty. If you want to find her, go to Instagram. I know this picture. I've seen it on there.
Well,
Julianne
you're the one that told
Eggold.
Me.
So cute. All right.
So then people just put hearts on your shit.
Well,
and
can we look at your profile? This is the one that it didn't have a whole lot of room to write stuff, right? It was pretty quick. Questions?
All right, anyway, so I'm going to move this forward really fast because I don't want to be doing this
why?
Because this is weird and I don't want to talk about this on national television. There are people that write in, but they can only choose from prefabricated. Hinge provides something that goes, a picture you'll find on your refrigerator. And then that's what, like, here, let's look
like
at our
icebreaker kind of things. All
let's
right.
Let's look at.
Okay. Now we're looking at pictures. We're scrolling through. So people get about, what, five or six pictures?
The key to my heart is, and then he would write, let's be honest. Okay, we can't really say what he writes because what if he's listening?
Okay. But we're not going to give any identifying things. It can just be.
All right. Well, here's an identifying thing.
Okay.
A giant hairy chest. Look at this guy. Okay. Like, this is the kind of stuff I can't. He's got.
This kind of, all right, boys
okay, look at
and
that.
Girls, when the first opening picture is a guy with his shirt off doing a selfie, is this good
and the
or
selfie
bad?
Covers his face, so you just see, like, caterpillar eyebrows,
it
little
could
peepers.
It Lou Ferrigno, for all we know.
Like, it does look like Lou Ferrigno.
Recolorized for
and then
the
you
2000s.
Go in, like, this guy right here, okay, narcissist.
His
can
legs
you tell?
Are spread a little. That's kind of weird.
He's putting, because you could see his junk. He's highlighted, the light is touching on his
ballish
area.
Do you think he set this shot up for a while to get the light just right?
I think he wanted to highlight his right
That's right. No.
Right, okay. Hubba Bubba.
All right. No, this is good. He's in a business suit and looking very serious. Cocky.
He's looking up, like he's like, yeah, what do you want? And then he's got this little, like, ooh, I have a job kind of look. Where he has a tie, a suit and a tie. It's not true. He does not have a job. He's a sociopath. You know? He's going to take you for all your money.
Oh,
this is where they prey upon people.
Wait,
here.
What does it say about asking me out?
The best way to ask me out is by asking me out.
Oh, you.
He's a real cut-up.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, this guy's actually not terrible.
Now, do you have parameters for height, weight, hair color, anything?
Can I just show? Let's just look at this. Okay right? You start and you go, oh, this guy, he's got a nice smile. Right. He's in a little beanie cap. He's in the snow.
A little jacket.
Right? Yeah, and then you go, oh, okay, it's a picture of an ocean. That's weird. Whatever. He likes rip curls. And then you go down here.
Oh.
Okay, now he's got on a mask and he's holding two guns. And there's a guy behind him holding two guns.
Whose head is cut off.
Head is cut off. You just see his fat gut. Like, what is that?
His head isn't really cut off and bleeding. It's just cropped where his head should be. But that is weird.
Weird, right? Okay, that's the guy that you would go on a date with. And then holding a cigarette. Looking down at weird glass. This is what you would get if you dated him. It's a snow globe.
It's a snow globe rose. Some strange.
We're
going to
get
artifact.
Murdered by talking about this. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay.
This that's guy.
Not well, what do? Do you unlike them? Do you get rid of them? Or do you just leave them in there to look at later?
My glass menagerie. Okay. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Now this guy.
This looks like Sammy Hagar meets... who is the guy from Twisted
Carrot
Sister?
Top? Oh. Oh, yeah. D. Stanley.
What was his name?
D. Stanley.
D. Stanley.
I loved him.
D. Snyder.
Snyder, sorry. Who's Stanley?
Lee?
That's a kiss guy.
Stanley? No.
All right. We can't look at now. Let's just not
okay,
go
okay, but some of these people look like they could be nice.
Here's my favorite one.
Okay. I think this guy. Okay. He's
okay,
holding
he's really
up
tough.
One arm.
Like one
bicep.
Lukewarm bicep.
It's
and
like,
then,
where's the gun show? And he hasn't quite pointed yet.
With sunglasses on the back of his head. I like that. Where you could tell that they're hanging
no.
and they're on the back of his neck.
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. And then he's got regular sunglasses in the front. So just in case, you know, he has a quick turnaround, he's got the ones in the back. Then the ones that are on his face.
This was like that truck guy that got mad at the Black Lives Matter truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had two pairs of sunglasses. Okay, can we talk about his armpit? Because he's holding up this bicep.
He also plucked his armpit earlier, like me.
Yeah. There's about four hairs in there, and it looks white. Like, there used to be hair, but he just
maybe
recently
that's,
waxed.
Maybe he was antiperspiring, and he had little white drips.
Oh.
But then at the bottom it says, I play bongos.
With his all biceps?
Right. Yes.
Oh.
We're not quite sure. Okay, so we'll just stop there.
Can
let's
I find
move.
You somebody? Can I?
Okay, now this guy. Oh. What is this?
Okay.
Okay, well, let's get out
does
of here.
Does anyone
because...
know Seinfeld? Does anyone know the guy that goes Newman?
Yeah.
No, he's Jerry says Newman.
Hello, Jerry.
Yeah, he looks just like him.
But he also has he's a real cut-up also. And he has a whole thing about... It's... Okay, let's go back to him. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Because he... he might actually be that actor.
Look at, okay, serial killer. He looks just like the guy. Did you watch Mindhunter?
Mm-mm.
All right. Ed Kemper.
He looks like he's looking down at his feet while he takes a selfie. And
a couple
so kinda...
of random boys. My spontaneous things he's done. Oh. Roadside sex. Okay. Then he has a picture of a woman that, and then a car that's crashed into a tree.
Why is the car crashed in the tree?
Because that was his joke. Most spontaneous thing. Roadside sex, girl. Car crash.
Oh, I see.
A cut up, I said.
Oh.
Anyway.
Well, maybe would you? Okay, who out of those people would you go on a date with? Would you?
No one, or I may have gone.
What's the etiquette? So
now this is the thing. I don't want to seem like I'm so great. It's not that. It's just that
the choices are limited.
Well.
You have a very, I mean, there was every race, color, and creed represented there,
yeah.
It seemed like. So.
Very open-minded, but it just...
Do you have height parameters? Because you're a tall one. We have a 6'1" lady over here.
I mean, it'd be nice if someone were around my height. That'd be great.
Yeah.
That and age would be great within, like, 5 years. So I'm already very specific. Age, height would be nice, and then, you know, other things. But so far I haven't... done anything about this. I'll just look at the photos and then oh. I don't want to do it.
Why? So what would it take for something to stand
okay,
out?
Okay, Joelle, and go on a date? Stop.
Well, you signed up for it. Don't you want to, like, at least chat with somebody?
No.
There's a lot of people lining up
like
to talk to you.
I don't like them.
Have you tried?
Why would I try if I already know that I won't like anyone? Because I don't. It's
a... How do you know?
Because he wants roadside sex.
Well, maybe not him, but okay. One of the other guys, the charming ab man was nice.
Charming ab man is a serial killer. You could tell. He's putting his abs in the frame.
Do you think
he hasn't smiled once?
Do you think you've watched too much true crime?
Okay, but let me tell you a secret. Hmm. Last time I said, well, I was out with my girlfriends, right?
Yeah.
Four friends. One of them, my very dear friend, was she was a model for years. She's very pretty. She's in her nice older years these days, maybe late 40s, we'll say. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. But we were chatting, and she goes, oh, yeah, I did online dating. You should do it. You got to try it. She was going back into it. She said she had done it before, and she was getting back into it. Mm-hmm. She took a break. And I said, oh, okay, well, you know. Are there a bunch of weirdos? And she's like, no, it's all good. Or she's like, well, there was this one guy. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Do you want me to tell you this story? Yes. Did I already tell you this?
I know the story.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the podcast Dirty John?
Yes.
Have you ever seen the show yes. Dirty John? All right. Guess what? She was online dating. Guess who she was dating?
Dirty John.
Oh. A year before he went and tried to kill that family.
But she didn't die.
He didn't try to kill the family. He was going to kidnap her.
Right.
And took them for all their money.
Yeah.
And threatened them and stalked them.
But she didn't die. None of that happened to her.
Because she stabbed him in the head and killed him.
Your friend stabbed him in the head.
Joelle. Listen to her voice. She got mashed potatoes stuck in there. My friend said that she... Am I allowed to say this on this? I won't say who she is.
Your
but
friend,
nobody. She was dating him, and he would come over. She was dating other people too at the time, so it was casually that he would come over like once every few months, sometimes 6 months, and they would hang out for a few days. And he was always very pleasant and was a good lover, and would take her like on picnics and and then she started seeing that he had a bunch of. He would always take doctor calls too, like 4 cc's, mm-hmm. brain stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And then so he's always taking calls. So she thought he was, and he would show up in scrubs.
So he had the same story as he did in the.
Yep, this was a fake doctor, ladies and gents. He was a shyster, and he pretended to be a doctor.
Like he actually did go get like his RN or something, but it had expired or something weird.
Something like
that,
weird, right? But it was like a creepy online degree. But he still was able to have some access.
Yeah,
where he would go in and take pills from hospitals and ended up selling those for money, and then he would just go around and take women for money. In my friend's case, because she didn't have any money, I go, did you ever feel threatened? She goes, no, but I had nothing. So he probably just needed a place to stay for a few days when he was in L.A.
So he would just crash on her couch.
Like hang out for a few days and then take off. And then, yeah.
Would he take her out? Was he like a guy who would take her on dates? Or would he just
and stuff.
Yeah.
I think they would just mainly hang out, you know.
Yeah.
Like wow. Sexy guy who'd pop in and... But he was in the shower once, and she looked in his bag because she was like, "What is he always carrying in his bag?" And it was full of pills, like Norcos and all the good stuff, pain pills. And then she confronted him. Oh, she had her aunt call, who was like in the medical profession, call and say, "Can you check on his doctor?" Because he would like carry around his doctor's license or something.
Yeah.
And she was like, go check this out, because she said it was fishy that it didn't have a graduating date on it. It had no dates on it. And she goes, wouldn't it have a date if you had graduated medical school? And they looked it up, and they found out he did not really have it.
This is just like that scene when, remember, she broke back into the room.
That's
and was
right.
going through his drawers.
Yes, it was all about that.
Oh, my God.
So she confronted him and said, like, what the fuck? You lied to me, and you told me you're a doctor. And he was like, wait, no, it's not. And he tried to come up with this whole story about why. And she was like, you know what? She goes, honestly, you lied to me, and I don't really want to deal with this. She's like, just if you could just go. And I guess he was like, okay. And he took off.
Hmm.
And she said, and I'm like, did he ever come back? Did he call you? She goes, it was really weird because a year later he wrote a letter and was like almost like they just picked up where they left off, like just, hey babe, just thinking about coming by into town. And she's like, remember that we had a huge fight and I told you to leave? And you know, it was just whoa. Like,
so he had no
empathy. He probably just didn't even remember. Yeah, just I'm guessing. Yeah, I mean, so that's what they said in
the timeline of that would have been if he reached out to her a year after. That was probably right when he was getting together with that girl.
Yeah, that's what she said. And she goes, it was probably a year before, so I was probably the last person that like he got into. Yeah, she did the timeline. So,
oh, that's freaky. Okay, but that's an anomaly. That's not normal. You can't not date because of that.
Most websites, these dating sites, do not check for sexual predators, and sexual predators are all over them. All
right.
Just so you know. Well, Match is the closest one that checks for sexual predators. They only do one criminal background check or something.
Go back to our podcast with Jules Hannaford, who did Fool Me Twice, because she has resources about how to do those background checks on people.
By the way, I'm not that worried about that. I'm kidding about the...
Okay.
I could sniff out these guys.
Okay.
I'm pretty good.
Well,
so no, it's not that. It's just I just.
What if we do one little?
What if we talk about something else?
But let's do just one little chat, one little nugget of back and forth with somebody, and just see.
We are you doing?
I'll help you.
You're gonna Cyrano this situation?
Yes.
I was wondering if you know Chris Martin. Just kidding. Hi.
I'm not her sister at all. No.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right. Anyway, so yeah, it's real hot in here. Do you want to
happened? Yes. No, I want to hear just, can we please do a little bit of back and forth, please? Please.
If there's ever someone that comes through, I don't do anything and they show up on my phone and they're great. And I go, wow, this person looks great. But can we
look at who's come through and maybe let me look at them and see if I think anyone might be okay? Maybe? Please?
Get out of my world.
I think I have a good radar of people. And I could pick a nice gent for you.
But he would end up in loafers or something. That's all right. He would have loafers with no socks.
That's okay. Why don't you like loafers? I could not do that
because then he'd leave those big boats on the floor. This happened once.
Slippery.
You like the loafs with the... You like the boats with no socks. I like preppy
boys sometimes, yes. I've been through different phases. I was in a preppy boy
phase. She was in a... No, you like those boats all the time. I came home once. I would, you know, I imagine this would happen someday. But when we lived together briefly for a year.
Yeah, it was in La Jolla. Yeah. 2000.
And one night, this is when you were on the in-betweens with Dave. Mm-hmm. So you went out and dated.
I met this guy on an airplane, actually going back and forth to visit Dad when he was in the hospital.
Joelle!
I know.
You had a dying father and you're hooking it up?
I mean, it was a 6-month, sickness, so...
Oh, Joe.
I didn't mean to. We just exchanged phone numbers because we got along. And then we did go out back in San Diego. And then I think I took him to Dad's hospital bed or something and he met him. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, but I did a weird thing, too. I rekindled the flame with an old John Philip Sousa.
Oh, yeah.
And I made him go to the hospital room when I was, like, doing this weird... When I was 12 to 14,
yeah.
I was in love with this guy, and I saw him again in town.
For me, I think I wanted... Because Dave and I were broken up, and he was my guy, and I thought that was the one. And then we broke up, and I wanted Dad to... die in peace knowing his daughter had someone. So I was like, oh, Dad, look, I met this great guy. And I think that's why I was doing it too. But then we ended up breaking up and Dave and I got together in the end. So Dave knew Dad. So that's nice. But
that is nice.
Yeah.
Anyway I came in La Jolla.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Quick story though. I walk in the door and this is when we were first living together. And it was a big Saturday night. I was so happy to come home and go to sleep because it was a tiny place. I slept in the front room. She slept in the bedroom. My door did not close. And I went in and it was dark and all I saw was a weird faint pirate light, like a little candle in the back room. And I tripped and I looked down, two giant boats, loafers on the floor. Leather
shoes.
She was in the back room humping or making, we'll say kissing.
Let's say I was dating this man. He was
name was Trusty Rusty. And he talked like this. He said, he was a real nice guy. I do remember he was, you know, he was fine. Hey. He told me how to eat the fondue cheese, and you want to make sure you get the medallion in the middle. The medallion. The real crusty, cheesy part. I shouldn't. Don't make fun of people. Good. This is a terrible personality.
No, but he got a little over the top with his, like, you know, knife on his belt when we went
camping. Wait. What? We can't talk about people like this.
Really?
Yeah, it's bad. All right. Can you imagine if someone heard this about themselves? Let's back up this whole story.
Sorry, trusty rusty.
No, I don't want to. Let's cut it at the part.
You were a great match for someone else.
Yes, we're going to take out all the mean stuff, and we're going to cut it at the part where he had a knife on his belt.
Well, you can say what was wrong. He was not my type. He was very salesy and dorky. I'm sorry. I'm allowed to say why I don't like somebody. Yeah. He was not my guy.
He wasn't the one.
He wasn't the one. So.
So.
He's somebody's one now, I'm sure. Aww. He was on that track. He was very good at trying to.
Did you ever look him up again?
No. I don't even remember his last name.
Maybe you like people that treat you mean.
No, that's not it. He was just overly. And he was on all the time. It was
hard to.
Hey there. Hi there. Ho there. It was very hard to. Be that on.
He talked me into buying a car.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
It was like a car salesman.
Yeah.
All right. So trusty rusty and.
So I would pick a good guy for you. I'd make sure he doesn't wear loafers. I know that's your hard stop. You can't handle boats.
I can't handle feet with no socks. Where does the sweat go?
Okay, but what about flip-flop guys? This is Southern California.
I can't do flip-flop guys.
What do you do?
I don't like toes unless they have really good feet. I just like
hey, all you toeless guys out there, look her up on Hinge. She needs
duck
you
foot kind of person. No, I don't care. That's fine.
What kind of shoes do they have to wear?
A couple of flip-flops are okay, but some, you know, like if they're leather flip-flops or something, they tend to smell. Have you
really?
Noticed that?
Well, yeah, but not, I mean, but they're aired out.
No, it's like a leather foot smell.
Okay.
Anyway, let's not ask any more questions.
What about Vans? What about tennis shoes with no socks? Like Vans. Like
who would do that?
Shoes.
Oh, slip-on shoes? Well, depends on how the foot is. I guess you have to analyze that.
Okay.
You'd really have to figure that out in the first date.
Can you put this on your profile? Can you ask about feet?
You can. You have to use a prefabricated question that says, the picture on my mom's fridge.
Oh.
That's why dumb. I can't do this.
Did you know there's a website about feet?
No.
You can look up anyone you want, and it's like googlefeet.com or something.
There's a special name for people like this.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, no kidding.
In
foot
fact,
fetish.
One of our future guests was posting about it, and she goes, oh my God, I'm on this foot site. Like, somebody has posted all her feet picture they could find.
Someone found her foot pictures anonymously?
Yes. Yeah.
You could find your own foot on there?
Yes.
That someone would have.
Yes.
Where are they getting it? Like Disneyland?
Like, they look you up on Instagram, and if you're somewhat famous, they'll find all the pictures of you and then find pictures of your feet. Alison Arngrim is on there. I was Googling pictures of her, and it said Alison Arngrim feet. It's her in the 70s in a bathing
People
suit.
People are so gross.
Yeah. It's wacky.
You know that there was like the picture of toe cleavage. And it had 2 million hits on YouTube. Just
what?
A lady's just sitting on her toe cleavage. Like big toe to middle toe.
Wow.
2 million hits.
Wow.
People are nuts.
Not even real cleavage?
Feet are disgusting.
I mean, not to everyone. People love feet.
Well, to me. But, you know, if a guy has nice feet, that's good. But what is nice feet? Arbitrary.
What if they have hairy toes?
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
What if they pluck their hair off their toes? You get double fun. No?
Like a little mutton. I don't know what that means. So tell me a little bit about the dream that you've been having about
your
future.
Oh, I don't want to talk about
Good.
This.
Good, great. Let's
no,
go.
No,
it's hot in here. Dumb. Excuse my French.
I do want to announce that we are supported by Homeschool Buyers Co-op.
I just said it. Wait. What? I just said it's hot. You can't.
Oh,
can I curse? And then
we're
going to
bleep it out, right?
Okay.
No, I do want to announce that we made our choice for school for the kids. We are going to do remote learning. We thought we were hot stuff for finally making that choice. And then the governor shut everything down and we all have to do remote learning. So I decided not to do homeschooling because it was going to be too much work.
She takes on too much, ladies and gentlemen. You would never guess, but she'll take on too many projects.
Yeah. This is my thing. And then I get resentful when my time is taken up.
She will resent you.
So I was reminded of that politely, and so I went with the digital option, which is kind of a bummer because the kids really miss their friends and miss the whole school scene. But good news is San Diego is slowly coming off the watch list, so it may open up in December. I don't know. So we'll see.
See what happens.
I know. So that's it. That's my update. Yay. A little vacation, a little education, and you with your dating application. Come on. Please let me.
Leave me alone. Please. This is it. I'm done. Mm. I'm going to find someone in a corner. Remember Patty Negri, everybody? Did you ever listen to
her? Oh, yeah,
yeah. My tarot reading said I'm going to find a man in a corner.
Well, this is good, though. She did say you have to put yourself out there, so you did. You're on Hinge.
Done.
But then you have to follow up with it. You have to do the next steps.
I won't do that part.
You're not going to chat with anybody.
Someone will call me from a corner. Oh. I'll see them. Maybe I'll see a picture of a man stuck in the little crack.
That's yeah? my guy. If there's any... Okay, give me your phone. I'm going to look for any guys in a corner.
Look for a crack guy.
Crack corner. Where are you? All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be
good. Here we go.
Good.
Scrolling through.
Okay.
And it has to be the first photo. You can't go in and
look.
Oh,
wait a minute. No parameters. I might need my glasses.
This is radio. We can't. Very well.
All right, so we looked at this guy. Wait, I'm going to look at all their pictures.
Oh,
there's
good
only
Christ.
Five.
Joe.
All right, look. There's a corner. He's right in the corner of a room on his laptop. And he's got these nice aviator glasses.
I'm opening the window now. I can't take it.
He looks a little bit like Joe Biden, but darker.
He's black.
Well, that's great. See? I like this guy. Look at him. He likes sports. He's got good biceps. That's good. He drives a car thoughtfully.
Yeah, he is.
And guitar. Aww. Okay. We like
Don't
him.
Touch anything.
Why? Can I do a heart?
No.
Why?
God, no.
He hearted you.
Keep moving, Joe.
I like this guy.
Don't I touch think, any.
Why?
Move on. This is radio. No one can even see where you're looking
at. I know. All right. I'm going to X him.
Okay, you just got rid of him, by
Oh,
the
no.
way. I told you. Don't touch anything.
I don't want to touch it. Will you stop touching it? Shit. Get him back.
There he goes.
No.
Down the drain.
It was
Joelle, you can't put that on here. Uh-huh. That's calling someone out.
No, no. But, all right.
Take that out. Bleep it.
Oh, sorry. Can we get him back?
So
that was your future husband.
See you later. We're getting close to the end.
All right.
We want to say thanks for listening.
We do love our listeners. I think I might pare down on Facebook.
Yeah.
All right. All you Facebook listeners, find us over on Instagram. Everything is at Mouse and Weens. You have to spell it out. And we also have a Patreon, and you can get all of these episodes ad-free if you don't like commercials. Who likes commercials? Crummy commercials. We don't like them.
Some people do. There was one on... Goodbye.
I don't like it. You have to finish your thought.
Well, there was one that someone sent me that was supposed to be funny. People who start to sound like their parents. Is it Progressive Insurance? No.
I don't know.
This is why I didn't keep telling the story. I stopped myself. Goodbye. I'm going outside the blanket to breathe.
She said goodbye like 4 times. Anyway, thank you, everybody. We do love you, and we would like to hear from you. So write in, call in. We have all the stuff listed on mouseandweens.com. And thank you so much to our sponsor, the homeschoolbuyersco-op.org. It is a great resource, you guys, for those of us parents who are dealing with our kids being home, having to homeschool or learn from home. This is a wonderful website. You can sign up for free. Upon sign up, just type in the referral code WEENS and you will get 5,000 smart points to use on your purchase. They also give you free curriculum, free webinars, free, so much. So please do go there, check it out, you guys. It helps us, it helps them, it'll help your children. So we appreciate it and we thank you guys for your patronage. Look for us on patreon.com/mouseandweens. Also, social media everywhere, Mouse and Weens, spell it out. We love your ideas, hearing feedback, your reviews, hearing that you've referred us to your friends, all of it. Thank you guys so much. We're having so much fun podcasting, and we will see you in our next episode. Bye.
Was he a spider?
No.
There's a giant spider outside my window.
Ew.
I'm sitting, believing. and dreaming.
Love is a mess, a gangly mess, a tangly mess. How do we do it? Love causes pain, sticks in our brain, makes us insane. Totally worth it. I'm waiting and sitting, believing.